This is the interview of the day. Roger McNamee, co-founder of Elevation Partners, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. We talk a lot about Facebook on this radio station, but maybe we don't talk enough about the impact that Facebook has on our daily lives, on privacy, on political elections in this country. But that's going to change right now. Roger, thanks so much for joining us. Okay, Facebook taken to the cleaners by the public about the role that it played, knowingly or unknowingly, in the 2016 election in terms of allowing discourse to go in different directions. Have they learned their lesson as we gear up for the 2020 election?
Right. We want them to have learned that democracy is too important to be damaged by the interests of any corporation. The one they've actually learned is that Facebook is global, that in many ways it's like a nation state. And as a result, it has the power to ignore the needs of countries that it operates in. I mean, keep in mind, this is a company that has ignored subpoenas from the parliaments of the United Kingdom and Canada, which are two of its largest and most profitable markets. And so I think what's going on right now is that I think Mark has concluded that Facebook's future will be best assured by maintenance of the status quo, so to say the re-election of President Trump. And, you know, without being too obvious about it, I think they're making changes that at the margin are immensely valuable to the Trump campaign relative to other campaigns, specifically the decision to reverse the policy on fact-checking campaign ads. And there's an analogous one that they've done for Mayor Bloomberg, where they've chosen not to fact check things done by influencers on Instagram and YouTube that are paid for by campaigns. And those are choices that in a normal democracy you wouldn't make. But at this moment in time, in this particular country, those are decisions Facebook has made with, at best, mild pushback.
Well, we did get some pushback from George Soros, the billionaire philanthropist and an investor, and he wrote a note in the Financial Times saying that Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg should be removed from their posts and saying they should not accept political advertising. Is there any other push that perhaps has a little more oomph than an op-ed in the Financial Times from George Soros actually to get them to do that?
My hypothesis is that Mr. Soros was speaking mostly to the European Union, where I think his message has a welcome audience. You know, I think he is enormously respected around the world, but particularly in Europe. The challenge that we face here, I think, simply put, is there are no countervailing forces in our democracy. You know, we were designed to have three elements of government that push back on each other. We would have press that pushed back on all elements of government. You would have business and religion that push back on each other. And now the things that caused those to be in opposition to each other have broken down. And so, you know, the Trump administration has put together an alliance with business and a portion of the religious world that has allowed it to withstand any pushback from journalists and has allowed it to defy 240 years of convention in operating the government. And that, I think, we cannot overstate the profound impact that Google and Facebook have had in enabling that.
We should note that Michael Bloomberg is the founder and principal shareholder of Bloomberg LP and Bloomberg News and Bloomberg Radio. Roger, you know, with all your experience in Silicon Valley, Silver Lake Partners, Elevation Partners, during all that time, the U.S. has taken a very light touch to regulating Silicon Valley and technology versus, say, the European Union going all the way back to Microsoft and things like that. Do you sense that is fundamentally changing at all? We've had some CEOs, including Mark Zuckerberg, brought in front of Congress. That's kind of new. That feels new. Do you think things are changing?
I believe that they have to change. I think the tech industry is today where the chemicals industry was in 1960, where the medicine industry was in 1900, or where the building trades were after the Great Chicago Fire, where these things are so strategic to the economy that you have to find a way to have them operate without doing great harm. And, you know, the chemicals industry used to pour mercury into fresh water, and that had massive consequences for public health as well as for the environment. And we said, look, we're not going to allow that anymore. We're not going to allow you to just spew smoke into the atmosphere. And, you know, you remember what New York City was like, you know, in the 70s and early 80s when you couldn't see anything because of all the smog. And tech is now in that place, and we have to have some kind of regulation. And in my mind, we've tried self-regulation. That's failed miserably. And we really need to impose it from the outside. And it has to start, frankly, from the people who use the products, who have to recognize that this, there's a lot of harm being done to our children. There's a lot of harm being done to our family and friends, right? We can't have Thanksgiving dinner without getting into political fights. And these things are not an accident. They're part of the business model.
Roger, unfortunately, we only have about a minute left, but I do want to ask you, you were an early investor and a mentor to Mark Zuckerberg. Do you regret investing in it?
I wish that I had been more successful at persuading Mark in 2016 that there was a structural problem at Facebook.
Did you know there was?
I first observed it at the beginning of 2016. I wish I'd seen it sooner, but I had stopped being active there in 2009. And candidly, I was just enjoying the success of the company because in the early days, it just felt like this was one of the really great new companies. And Mark's value system in those days had no negative manifestations that you could see, at least that I saw. But when I started to see the problems in 2016, I then reached out to him in October and said, Mark, there is something structurally wrong with the business model, the algorithms, and the culture that's allowing bad people to hurt innocent people. I gave him some examples from civil rights, and then I really focused on both what I saw in the Democratic primary with disinformation, but especially Brexit, where you could see that disinformation had almost certainly affected the outcome. And I spent 3 months pleading with them, beginning before the election and then continuing for months afterwards, as their friend, just saying, look, you got to treat this like Johnson & Johnson treated the Tylenol poisoning. You got to come to the defense of the people who use the product. This is America.
And he didn't listen.
Well, apparently not.
Roger McNamee, thank you so much for being with us. Tremendous speaking with you. Roger McNamee is co-founder of Elevation Partners, based in Menlo Park, but joining us here in our Interactive Brokers studios, an early mentor, an investor in Facebook, really interesting insight into the current election cycle and the possibility that Facebook will play a similar role. Getting into it in terms
and starting
of
to get more, it's, in addition to Roger, starting to get more attention, I think, from a lot of different walks of life.